You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Right now, use promo code SPORTS20. That's promo code SPORTS20 to get a free $20 bet at PlayAlberta.ca. Of course, starting on Friday, it'll be the first of two games for the men's national soccer team. Huge games, qualifiers for the World Cup. And if you're going to the game, maybe you're a newbie a little bit. Maybe you haven't been to a big game like this. It's going to be 45, 50,000 fans. You're in the crowd. You're like, hey, how can I feel more part of it? Well, our next guest from the Voyagers, these guys are like, they're the traveling support group for Canadian soccer. And Rob Notenbaum joins us now. Rob, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, Jason? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. So quickly, give me a little background of the Voyagers.
Well, it's a group with a fair amount of history. It was actually established in Edmonton 25 years ago.
Okay.
And the purpose of the group was to change the atmosphere at Canada home matches. Often in Canada home matches, the away team would have a larger and louder support contingent. So that started in Edmonton 25 years ago. Flash forward to now, and we're putting often lots and lots of people in the stadium and having a pro-Canada atmosphere in the stadium with what we do.
Okay, nice. So give us, so you guys, obviously, this is not just, you know, something you just, you know, wake up, oh, it's Friday morning, what are we going to do? Like, obviously, there's a little bit of planning. And so who's kind of the conductor? Who orchestrates? Who comes up with what you do in the crowd?
Yeah, there's a conductor in the crowd who's a capo, and that depends on where we are. Different people kind of take that on. Sometimes it's people who are capos for their local CPL team, like FC Edmonton or Cavalry. Sometimes it's an MLS side, like TFC or the Vancouver Whitecaps. But then there's also off-the-field leadership, and the guy who's really led the charge for well over a decade is named Jamie McLeod. And I don't know how he puts in the amount of labor that he does. So we have a team that's trying to help him as much as we can organize things. But then in the crowd, we've got a capo down in front of our sections who's leading us in the chants, has a megaphone, is trying to get us to sing for all 90 minutes and go from kind of song to song to song. When whatever strikes the capo, or maybe there's something particular that he wants us to sing because of a particular moment in the game.
Okay. Now, if people are there, and let's say you're a new fan to the guy Connor Halley, right? This is going to be his first big match for Canada that he's going to. Is there a way to get like the lyrics of songs or chants that you're doing so more people can you know feel a part of it rather than do what I do when I'm listening to the radio and I only know portions of the song and I just end up humming the rest?
Yeah, I understand he's going to be in our section too. Isn't that correct?
What section are you guys in?
We're in sections O and N.
O and N. Ooh,
I believe when we were emailing, he said he was going to be joining us in the section. But we have lyric sheets that we just kind of finished assembling and we're sending out in different platforms. We need to get them on our website. Our website is thevoyagers.org. And you can find a whole bunch of other stuff there about how to become a member, how to get tickets in our section. There's forums for people who want to chat. There's stuff that we have in our online store. There's a lot going on that website. But we're putting songs up on the website. However, I have to say, about 10 years ago, it was my first time in the Voyager section. And I didn't really know any of the songs. And what I did was I just listened and I followed along as best that I could. We don't want anybody to feel like because this is the first time in that section and they're not exactly sure what to sing at what time, that's some kind of knock against them or something. Just participate as best you can. And lots of the songs are very simple. You know, it's Canada, clap, 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 Canada, clap, 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 and everybody can join in the whole stadium in that one. Ooh, ah, Canada, say ooh, ah, Canada, right? Like lots of these are simple to get the crowd going, to get the noise going, and to get our team understanding that they got the whole stadium behind them.
Now, what about, do you have any specific ones for like Davies, for instance? Obviously, Alphonso Davies is I think the greatest men's soccer player we've seen for Canada. He's one of the best at his position in the world. Do you guys like to go into specific ones for him or Buchanan or David? Is there plans like that?
Yeah, there are. You know, because these guys are so young, nothing's really particularly caught on yet, but there are some simple ones that you can adapt. You know, like Jonathan David, for example, there's a typical supporter song that's used in lots of places in the world, and it's just three lines. And if Jonathan David scores, we can sing, "He scores when he wants, he scores when he wants. Jonathan David, he scores when he wants," right? Like that kind of thing, right? For Davies, yeah. Actually, there have been multiple ones proposed on our forums. We're going to have to see what we can get to actually work in the stadium. But I particularly am fond of a Carly Rae Jepsen adaptation of "I Just Met You." And this is crazy. "You Can't Stop Him, Fonzie Davies," that kind of thing.
Oh, that's actually not bad. So do you guys work in conjunction with the announcers? Like, will they give a beat to this? Is Soccer Canada a big supporter of you guys?
We work hand in hand to some extent with Canada Soccer. If we didn't have their support on things, most of what we do couldn't happen because our sections are different. We stand the whole game. We sing the whole game. Sometimes people are waving flags, so there's an obstructed view. If a regular kind of person who wasn't ready for that came and bought a ticket and sat in the section and then realized they were not going to be able to see the whole game, they'd probably be pretty ticked off and call security and whatnot. So we need to work with them to make sure that everything that we're doing, they understand it, we understand it, and the rest of the fans are sitting in the correct places, if that makes sense. But with the stadium announcer, no, not really. We have our own things and we do them at our own time and we operate somewhat independently. I understand that there's going to be some FIFA dignitaries potentially at one or both of the games. And there might be some stadium announcements that come on with that. And if we can participate and help out, shine a positive spotlight on Edmonton as a city, as a potential host for 2026, then we're more than happy to do it. But otherwise, no, we kind of do our own thing. And it's more about listening to the person next to you and following along with what they're saying than listening okay. to anything else that's going on anywhere else.
Okay, perfect. Rob Notenboom joins us. He's from the Voyagers Leadership Group. Of course, they will be in town Friday and Tuesday for the games. But you guys have lots of events before. So if you're a big soccer fan, Rob, can you give us kind of some events where maybe soccer fans can get together before the game on Friday or over the weekend leading up to Tuesday's game?
Yeah, you bet. On Thursday evening at 8:30 at First Round downtown in Edmonton, we're just having a Voyagers meet and greet. That's open to anybody. I mean, most people that have RSVP'd are people who are paid members of Voyagers, but you can certainly come along. You just need to kind of send us a heads up, and our information for contact is on our website. Pre-game Friday is at the Santa Maria Grady Center right across from the stadium. That starts at 3 p.m., and then we're going to try and greet the bus and get into the stadium early. So we have a couple hours of pregame there. Same thing for the Mexico game. And then the day prior to the Mexico game, Monday the 15th, once again back at First Round, we have a One Soccer panel that we're trying to help present. So the guys from One Soccer, the broadcasters, are going to go and they're going to have an information panel and kind of a Q&A, and we'll have some fun times. We'll get to lob some criticism or some plaudits their way, and we're hoping to pack the place for that. So anybody's welcome to do that. You don't have to RSVP for the pre-games or for the One Soccer panel, but if you're interested in coming out to the Thursday 11th meetup, then we would like to get an RSVP so we can track how many people we might have.
Now, Rob, you mentioned this started 25 years ago, and, you know, the women's team has been very competitive now for over a decade. The men's team, not so much. But now that the men's team has, have you noticed a big uptick just in traction of people wanting to be part of the Voyagers?
Yeah, there really has been. I would also say that since 2012, there has been a bump as well. And that bump had more to do with the women's team and their three Olympic successes. But over the last, I want to say, 3 or 4 months, things have really taken off for us, and it's a little overwhelming. We're a small group. Most of us have jobs and families, and we do this in our volunteer time. Of course, we love it, and we're very passionate about the teams. But having said that, suddenly having 1,800 members and suddenly selling out almost 3,000 tickets at BMO and coming into Edmonton where, you know, I would have said 2 months ago there might be 30 or 40 members Voyageurs members in the Edmonton and the area. Now we're going to be getting close to 2,000 tickets sold in our sections. So lots of those people are new. Lots of those people are younger, and they're inspired by this young group of players that we have, that some of who you mentioned, Tejon Buchanan, Alfonso Davies, Jonathan David, Stephen Yusakio. Like, these guys are really bringing a more mainstream audience, a younger audience, and a pretty darn enthusiastic audience to what we are trying to do, which is support the team. So it's inspiring. And it's something that, as a person who's followed the team for more decades than I care to admit, is really a wonderful thing to have happen right now.
If people want to join the Voyageurs, is there a way to do it?
Yeah, you bet. You go to our website, which is thevoyageurs.org. There's a process where you have to complete a profile, and then in our online store, you purchase a membership. Appropriately, the memberships are $19.86, 1986, the last time we were at the World Cup. Once you purchase that, you're a member. And then you get access to our ticketing page, where you can find how to get tickets, and some forum information, and also information on lots of these events. The events for Edmonton are not behind the membership wall. Anybody can see that information. All you have to do is go to thevoyageurs.org, and everything that I listed earlier in terms of our events are detailed there.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Rob. Well, we look forward to having you guys in the city and making it a fun atmosphere. It should be electric Friday and Tuesday as Canada takes on Costa Rica and Mexico, two of the biggest games on Canadian soil for the men's soccer team in a long, long time. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks very much for having me, and let's have some fun this week.